Work informed with Larry Richard and John Chumway in the KDKA Morning News right now. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You're listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020 KDKA at 712. Larry Richard with John Shumway.
So often these days it seems like the voter gets their entire opinion on a race based on what they see on television ads. And we thought we'd kind of go behind the mudslinging that's going on in those ads.
Yes, 6 days until the primary elections, and Allegheny County Chief Executive Dan Honorato has made it clear he's out, so who's in? One of the candidates, Democrat Mark Patrick Flaherty, joins us live and local on KDK. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, all the listeners.
Can we start with this issue on Marcellus drilling? I mean, to hear it, you want to be cooperative with the drilling companies, borrow some money, and go into this as a joint venture. Explain exactly what you want to do as far as Marcellus drilling on county property.
Well, my issue's been really distorted. It really has to deal with, number one, the safety of the residents. That's my main concern, and making sure that if this drilling is going to be done, it's going to be done safely for the residents and the taxpayers. And so they have to demonstrate that, and we have to watch what we do there to make sure that the safety of the residents is taken into concern. And number two, it's about the clean water, too. We have to demonstrate that this isn't going to affect our clean water, because our water is just as much of a natural resource as the gas and the gasoline that we're getting at the gas pump. When you go into pump your gas and then you go in to get a bottle of water, it almost costs it just as much now as the gasoline.
But Mark, my question is, what about this issue of you want to borrow money in order to have the county be a partner?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Number three, local jobs and local companies need to be involved. A lot of the times they're using jobs and companies from out of state. We need to involve local people and local jobs. And then lastly, of course, is the economics. And the economics is I favor foregoing an upfront fee of $2,500 to $5,000 an acre and taking a percentage on the back end. And saving that money for the taxpayers in a separated trust fund that would go to reduce property taxes. And I'm not risking any county money doing that. It's certainly something that means it's a big difference between $100 million and $1 billion for the taxpayers. It's just that it means the difference of a short-term plan of wanting to get money up front and plug a one-time budget deficit. We're saving money for our children and grandchildren.
But no county money would be put up to help.
There would be no county money put up to help. What would we do is foregoing the money up front and taking money over a long period of time and separating that money into a trust fund used to reduce county property taxes that would be there for our children and our grandchildren.
Property taxes, Mark, is one of those words that creates a lot of angst. Certainly in Allegheny County, what is your plan for property taxes here?
Plan for property taxes, very simply. Allegheny County cannot be reassessed when other counties around us are being reassessed. So we have to work for a statewide moratorium on assessments, number one, and two, work for a unified system in the state where every county is doing the same thing. Unfortunately, right now, Allegheny County is under court order to go through a reassessment. You know, when you take the oath of office, of a office like the county executive, you obey to uphold the laws and the Constitution of Pennsylvania. I will do that. My opponent has chosen to go to jail over that, and the assessments will still go through anyway. And I think the last thing we need is another Allegheny County politician going to jail. So I will work the hardest to make sure that, number one, we have a moratorium on assessments until we can figure out a unified statewide system. But if that doesn't happen, you have to have a plan B. So we have to do those assessments better. We did an audit when I was controller, and we identified issues that we can do a lot better. One is, if we're going to do assessment hearings, move them out into the municipalities on the nights and on the weekends at the malls where people can go instead of taking a day off work and come downtown. Number two, if somebody's property value does increase, then let them have a hearing first before that increase takes effect. The last time we did the assessments, everybody got a property tax notice, and then all of a sudden they were paying the higher value, and they had to go through the appeal system, which was sometime lengthy of 1 or 2 years. I don't think that's fair for the taxpayer. So if they do get an increase in property value, then they should be able to go through a hear process.
You're talking about a hearing for everybody in Allegheny County.
No. There wouldn't be a hearing for everybody in Allegheny
County. It'd be a hearing for an awful lot of people. I mean, that's cost money. That costs time.
That's right. Well, that's why I'm for a statewide moratorium.
How realistic? How realistic is that, Mark, to get a moratorium?
Well, that's the thing. The stopping of the assessments isn't. You know, everybody should hear this. Stopping the assessments, everybody wants to do it, but taking that action requires a great deal from the state legislature and the governor, which seem to be more busy with other things. So that's why. If you have to come up with a plan B that's fair for the taxpayers. And so that's why this is so important that you have a plan B. And if we have to do it, if we're ordered by the court to have to do it, then we have to do it correctly this time. And that includes measures like if your assessment is higher and you want to appeal it, then you pay the same value you did as the last time until you go through your appeals process.
Boy, it's so complicated anyway.
Value. And then the third thing we can do is we can stage the higher values in over a period of time. And that way our senior citizens, if they do have a higher value after the hearing system, they can stage them in over a period of time instead of paying them all up front.
All right, we'll see what the voters have to say coming up on Tuesday. And we appreciate you joining us this morning, Mark.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. There's other issues out there like transit and our...
Those will have to wait for another day, I'm afraid.
Okay. Plenty of issues, Mark.
Fiscal deficit of $55 million. I want to balance our county budget.
All right, Mark, buy some time, and we'll be happy to put those issues on the air for you. You have a great day. Mark Patrick Flaherty, Democratic candidate for Allegheny County Chief Executive, and his opponent, Rich Fitzgerald, will be on right after the news at 7:30.